Over the years, I've had the opportunity to assist companies with the witnessing of safety deposit box drillings. Just like most face-to-face business dealings, safe deposit box drilling was halted during the COVID-19 pandemic. There are several functions for us as notaries public during safety deposit box drillings. One of our functions is to be an eyewitness from the beginning or arrival of all parties involved in the drilling. You will have a driller, the person who is responsible for the physical opening of the box. There are several tools involved, including, but not limited to, screwdrivers, drills, bits, nuts, bolts. There are even several more high-powered tools that can be used to open these boxes that are made of reinforced steel. Think of a safe, not just a rinky-dink safe, but one that is tough, as safety deposit boxes are made, not to be opened by just any key. Most bank safety deposit boxes must be opened not just by the key holder, but also have slots for a master key. Most financial institutions that hold safety deposit boxes for customers will have several master keys, so that if a criminal enters a bank and attempts to enter the bank vault and open any particular box, they will have a higher level of difficulty because they cannot do so without using the proper master key along with the safety deposit box owner's key. Along with the driller, him or herself, and in my experience that I've had with drilling, all the drillers have been male. There will also be safety deposit box technicians, usually no more than one or two, who are tasked with not only witnessing the drilling also, but of viewing the contents of any boxes drilled that hold items. Each item found must be recorded in detail. If there are documents, there's a category within the technician system that will be used to categorize them. For example, if a safety deposit box contains coins, a full detail of coinage must be recorded, the type of coin, sometimes the inscriptions. Don't think that the people only hold documents, coins, and jewelry in safety deposit boxes. Often these boxes carry heirlooms passed down from generation to generation. You can, from time to time, find boxes that contain miscellaneous keys, maybe to homes, maybe to safes outside of the box, warranty paperwork, stocks, bonds, and share information to be passed down to heirs. Why must a box be drilled? Well, there are several reasons why a safety deposit box must be drilled. There are three main reasons. The first reason a safety deposit box may have to be drilled is because the owner of said box may have passed away. Another reason a safety deposit box may have to be drilled is because of default payment. It is not uncommon to see a box open due to non-payment as far back as a few years before the drilling. The third main reason a box may have to be drilled is because the box owner has misplaced their key to the box and requests for the box to be opened by the bank. Also, because of the pandemic, box drilling in many banks altogether ceased. Now that we have a better understanding of COVID-19, there are precautions we take as notaries, technicians, and drillers to stay safe. Of course, some bank vaults are roomier than others. Some have air systems, others do not. It depends on the financial institution. The technicians that are chosen to attend the safety deposit box drilling are not associated with the specific bank that they visit to oversee the process. How everyone works together. One visit to a financial institution for a safety deposit box drilling can take anywhere from a little less than an hour up to, but not limited to, a whole business day. The process begins with every person scheduled to attend, meeting in the lobby of that financial institution where the drilling will take place. The technicians ask for the identification of the driller and also of the notary before the process begins. When attending a safety deposit box drilling, Everyone at one point is in the vault. However, when drilling is complete for each box, or there are contents found in one or more boxes, everyone not involved in an important part of each process must wait in the bank lobby as a security measure. For instance, if contents are found and they must be accounted for by the technician or technicians and notary public, the driller must exit the vault entirely. At the end of each drilling assignment, the notary public is usually asked also to wait in the lobby while records are matched and final printing of whether contents were found or not found in each of the boxes scheduled to be drilled is established. If you are a notary public interested in conducting safety deposit box drilling assignments, be aware that waiting is an integral part of the process. If a large amount of contents are found in any safe deposit box or a rash of safety deposit boxes, then you must consider the time it takes to document each item found. In some cases, paperwork is grouped together and taken account for that way. For more information on safety deposit box drilling, you can inquire by visiting greenvillenotary.com, where I have posted several articles in regard to these types of assignments. My name is Sunita M. Leek, the owner of this podcast, and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast for more information on the notary files. Have an excellent rest of your day.